You would like to lift up your hands. You'd like to lift up your hand before the Holy God and acknowledge Him. That He is the Lord of glory. He is the way maker. He is the world changer. He changes life. He changes situation. He changes your story. He will change your story today. He will change your story today. Your story will never be the same. And I want you to acknowledge Him as the Lord of glory. Acknowledge Him as the sovereign God. Acknowledge Him as the faithful God. Acknowledge Him as the awesome God. Acknowledge Him as the only living God that can work for you. I want you to proclaim His greatness and proclaim His majesty. Adore the Lord of glory. Adore Him. Adore Him. Open your mouth and acknowledge Him. Acknowledge Him and declare that, Lord, in You, Lord Almighty, I receive my help. I receive my victory. I receive my deliverance. I receive my solution. I receive my breakthrough. I receive my help. This morning, Lord, as I've come to meet You in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I know that You are going to make a way for me. I know You are going to make a way for me. I know You are going to make a way for me. I know my story will receive, oh God, will receive a visitation. I know my case will receive a visitation. Thank You, Father. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Father. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Holy Spirit. We exalt You and honor You. We give You all the glory. We give You all the praises. Be exalted. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. This morning, I've come to bring unto you good, wonderful news. And I declare in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that the Lord of heaven will not leave any one of us untouched today. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And as He walks, as He wants to walk, everything that will limit Him will give way. We're going to handle some specific prayer. This prayer matter, I want you to handle it with all your heart before we go into the matter of the day. It just, the revelation was deep, but I can only give you, a summary of the whole thing. God says He wants to judge your enemies. He will judge your enemies. But He gave a condition. He gave a condition. And the condition said, I want to judge the enemies of my people. They have been troubled. They've been agonizing. They've been in pains. And specifically, for those of us who have an outstanding matters. And He says, He wants to judge their enemies. And He said, but there are idols that they must judge. That they must judge. They must judge their own idols before I judge their enemies. And we're going to pray first. It's not that you are worshiping idols, but there are idols. The Bible says, it says there are idols. So I was just imagining. But it was later, I was just idols. And I said, oh, idols, what? No, there are things in our lives that we have turned to idols. Each one of us. Don't look at anybody. Look at yourself. Those things that you have lifted, you preferred above God. Things you consider more important above God. Things
that you think is greater than God. It could be ball, it could be anything. It could be your wife, it could be your husband. It could be your work, it could be your book. It could be anything, I don't know. But the Lord, you will be going to cry unto the Lord. Huh? You will cut that idol down. You will destroy the groove. The groove that has prevented God to judge your enemy. Today, I will give you all the room to handle this matter, deeply by yourself. You can identify, can say, Father, every idol that I have placed before you, everything that is representing an idol in my life, every matter that is representing idol, bring it out in your life. Bring it out and cut it down. Declare war. You are an idol. I don't know if you are serious this morning. I will tell you within the next few seconds, you will, angels of the Lord will visit you. I hope you are praying. You are handling the idols of your life. You are handling the idols, those things you consider more important. Those things you consider that has taken the place of God in your heart. That has taken the place of God that you will prefer to do. Instead of praying, you will prefer to do. Instead of studying the Bible, you will prefer to do. Instead of doing the things of God, you prefer to do. Yes, Lord, the Bible says, God says, I want to judge the enemy of my people. Oh, I want to judge the enemy, but they must first of all judge their idols. Judge your idols. I'm going to judge the enemy. I'm going to judge my idols too. My own idol, I don't know. It's only God can search me. If there are idols in my life, in the name of the Lord Jesus, if there are anything that I have lifted before God, if there are issues in my life, is it my pride? Is it my arrogance? Is it my attitude? Is it my heart? My mind? Judge your idol, my brother. Judge your idol. Let there be a breakthrough in your life today. Let there be a visitation of heaven. Let heaven rejoice over your life today. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Makata kaliakata. Zikantaya koroboko sekaya. In the name of the Lord Jesus, Lord, I bring everything that I have placed upon my heart, everything that I have been pursuing, oh Lord, at the detriment of the kingdom, at the detriment of the kingdom of God, everything that I have preferred at the detriment of the kingdom, Lord, I bring it before you. I declare today in the name of the Lord Jesus, I judge them. I judge them by the power of the Lord. I cut them down. I bring them down. I bring them to destruction. In the name of Jesus, I break their groove. Every idol in my spirit, in my soul, in my life, all the idol, I bring you before the Lord to judge you, to judge your altar. I judge you with destruction. In the name of Jesus. Yes, Holy Ghost. Yes, Holy Ghost. Yes, Holy Ghost. Yes, Holy Ghost. Yes, Holy Spirit. Yes, Lord. Push Shataya. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. In Jesus' name we have prayed. May the Lord open your eyes. May the Lord open your eyes. I pray again. May the Lord open your eyes. Struggles can end now. Hardship can end now. Oppression can end now. Affliction can end now. If you obey, I beg of you, I am pleading with you, every one of us. No movement, no running about. No. Please concentrate. I've told you, the one that you want to share, we'll share it. If the Lord says, I want to walk, and he says, look, I want to walk, say, George, I had it. He didn't suffer me. I had it. And I had it clear and very clear. He said, judge your idols so that I can judge your enemies. And I know that so that God does not want any accusation from the enemy. He wants to fight. He wants to fight your enemy. Judge your idols now. We have just a few minutes, and there are a lot of prayer points that are here for us. I want us to judge so that the heavens will come. The host of heaven can come. Judge your idols. Judge it. Your disobedience. Holy kukun. You know, agidiokon. Huh? Agidiokon. You know, ayere. All around, all stubbornness. Every stubborn heart, everything that makes sure if stubbornness could be an idol. All manner of wickedness can be an idol. All manner of things in your life can be an idol. Says, I want to judge the enemy of my people. I want to judge the enemy of my people. I said, I want to judge the enemy of my people in Sida. And I said, judge your enemy. Judge your enemy first. So I will judge you. I will judge the enemy. I will judge the enemy. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, tear every kingdom, tear every kingdom, tear every kingdom of idols. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, every kingdom of idols in your heart, in your mind, tear it down. In the name of the Lord Jesus, let the power of the Most High God break the whole of the wicked. Let the power of the Lord destroy. In the name of Jesus, thank you, eternal Father. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Pastor, please come and pray for us. Before we continue,
before we start. Now just put your mind to 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4 to 6. I'm sure we all know that passage, or most of us should know it. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4 to 6. Said the weapons of our warfare, they are not carnal, but they are mighty through God, pulling down the strongholds and every high and imagine casting down imagination and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God and bring it into captivity. Every thought of the obedience of Christ. Then verse 6, having in readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is complete. This is a revelation that came that now I want to walk to judge the enemies of my people, but tell them first to judge their idols. Heavenly Father, this morning, we stand upon the rock of ages. We come through the access of the blood of Jesus Christ. We lean onto the throne of grace and we proclaim judgment upon every idol in our lives. We set them on fire in the mighty name of Jesus. Everything that we have put above you in our lives, everything that has obstructed us, that has hindered us for walking in the way you have charted for us, Lord, today we bring judgment of God upon them in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. And Heavenly Father, right now we speak with authority in line with your counsel, We speak with authority in line with your directing. We speak in authority in line with what you are proposed to do. Lord, today we bring judgment upon every enemy of our lives, of our souls, of our progress, of our destiny, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, today we set the fire of God, the consuming fire of God, from the host of heaven into the camp of every enemy, of every opposition, of every conspiracy by the enemy against our lives, against our destiny, against your purpose regarding our lives, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we bring them under your judgment now. Every enemy of your people, every enemy of their ministry, every enemy of our progress, every enemy of our joy, every enemy of our fulfillment, every enemy of our advancement, Father, we declare the judgment of God upon them right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, you are a consuming fire. We set the fire of the Holy Ghost into the camps of the enemy of your people right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, let your people move into their destiny. Let your people move into their settlement. Let your people move into their establishment. Let your people move into their testimony. Let your people move into their rejoicing. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Lord, bless your name. In Jesus' name we are prayed.
Amen. Amen. Please have your seat for 1 minute or two. We are handling what I call victory over the devouring sword and the raging fire. Victory over the devouring sword and the raging fire. You are escaping from every devouring sword in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You will escape, and you have escaped. And every raging fire around you, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of heaven, we quench it. Turn with me to the book of 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 1. 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 1. Time is fast spent, but if we have obeyed the counsel of the Lord, every other thing is settled. Because that is the primary thing. Verse 1. Now the Philistines gathered together their armies to battle, and were gathered together at Sukkoth, which belonged to Judah, and pitched between Sukkoth and Ezekiel in Ephesidamim. Philistine came, they left their territory, they left their habitation, their place where they're supposed to be. They came to invade, they came to pitch their tent in Judah. Philistine, Judah is not or was not meant for Philistine. Philistine left where he belonged, where he was supposed to be. He came to invade. All the invaders in your life, those powers that have come to invade you, not only do invade, the Bible says they now pitch their tent. They pitch there. You can imagine. They came to pitch at the center of Judah. It's just like when the enemy, God forbid, when enemy come to Ife, and they now decide to just say it is Lagiri. Then they build their tents and say, oh yeah, all of you. And they move all around. Today, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, all the forces, infirmities, diseases that have left where they belong, the pit of hell, and they have come to pitch with you today, in the name of the Lord Jesus, in the name of the Lord Jesus, the Lord shall judge them. As the Lord has spoken that is judging all our enemies, the Lord shall judge them in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. By the power of the Most High God, would you like to rise on your feet? Because it's not preaching. Time has gone. It's not preaching. I'm not going to be tempted to preach. Please move, rise on your feet. You're going to pray. By the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you like to say with me, Heavenly Father, by the name of my Lord Jesus, I declare every force of darkness, every adversary that have pitched into my tent, that have established its tent with me, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Lord, I overthrow them and I bring them under your judgment now. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, every adversary that has pitched his tent upon my life, that have left his place and came to pitch his tent into my life, into my family, the kingdom of hell that has decided to pitch, establish his tent into my life, all manner of affliction and infirmity and diseases, trouble, all manner of forces of hell, that have been sponsored from the pit of hell, that have pitched into your life. Today, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, let the judgment of destruction come upon them. Let the Lord of hosts, the Most High God, you have promised that you are going to judge our enemies today. Lord, today, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that you will break, you will destroy, you will bring them to destruction. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. You're going to uproot them. You're going to root them out. You're going to pull them down. You're going to demolish their structure. Those sins, those spirits that has been bringing confusion. Life has been so hard, you do not understand what is happening. You do not understand. Everything you are disturbed about the situation around you. You are confused. It is as a result of the Philistine who has decided to pitch. When you are coming out of one problem, another problem comes. When you are in one trouble, you are troubled. Another thing comes, another situation comes, another challenge comes. You are once a patient in the company. Lord, me, you are going to destroy, go to root out, go to say, Lord, today I uproot and I root out all the pitch of the devil, everywhere the enemy has pitched into my life, every place where the wicked has pitched in my life, in my family, in my home, everywhere that the enemy has pitched, that the enemy has Why? No. You are going to approach. Root them out. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Root them out. Root them out. Root all. Root it out. Root all pitch. Every pitch of the devil. Every pitch. Every area. Where he has established his government. Wherever he has established his government. Root it out in the name of Jesus. Root it out. Brakata yakata. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. The enemy will no longer bring battle to your gate again. Today, you are shifting the ground. You are shifting the ground. You are declaring by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You are not accepting the enemy to bring battle to your gate. You are going to contend with the enemy's gate. That's what the word of God says. You are shifting the battle to the enemy's gate. You are going to shift the enemy. You are shifting. Say, I'm shifting. I shift the battle to the gate of the enemy. It is not my gate again. I shift the battle back. I shift every battle back to the enemy's gate to begin to bring their power down, to destroy their power down. Every battle, I shift it down. I shift the battle down. I shift the battle down to the enemy come in the name of Jesus. I shift the enemy, I shift the battle down. Now you are no longer to be pitied, you are no longer to be a victim, you are no longer going to be a pity person. No man will pity you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. By the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, no longer, you are no longer to be somebody that will be pitied every day. No man will be pitying you in the name of the Lord Jesus. I shift the battle to the camp of the wicked, to the camp of the enemy, in the name of Jesus. Contend with the wicked one, in the name of Jesus.
Holy Ghost, I command a shift in the spiritual realm. I command a shift, 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 a shift. Oh, I command a shift in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed.
When you go further to the first Samuel chapter 17, verse 16, the scripture says, and the Philistine drew, 1 Samuel chapter 17, 16, but I'm jumping because there is no time for us. No time. And the Bible says, and the Philistine drew near morning and evening, morning and evening, and presented himself 40 days. Look at this harassment. Look at this problem. Wow. For 40 good days, lives were being threatened. Troubles. Every morning, when they wake up, they see trouble. Oh, when the evening, when they want to sleep, trouble will open. In the 40 days, no peace. Kilo day. I want to come over. For 40 days, the enemy was threatening them. Was threatening them. Harassment, embarrassing them for 40 days. They were being scared. Every day that breaks open is fear. They enter the day with fear. They enter the day with fear. They end the day with fear. Today, by the name of Jesus, every life that has been entering every day that opens with fear, today in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the Lord judge your enemy. 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 In the name of Jesus Christ, we like to pray and agree with me. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, every threat, every day, no peace. No peace, no rest. Every day, every morning, every evening, for 40 days. Threat, threat, threat. Fear, fear. Wow, why is it? The Bible says he was presenting himself. O man Faraon, Adu Faraon, Adu Faraon, Lojo Jumo. I present a ray. I don't know who I'm very. Oh, real. Maro pe o ti bao on reo. Every day it presents itself. Every moment it presents itself. Every morning, every afternoon, every evening. No time to rest. Today the Lord is going to judge. In Jesus' name we are praying. Pray with me. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, every adversary of my life that has been presented itself every day in the journey of my destiny, today, let the power of the Lord Jesus Christ strike them down in the name of Jesus Christ. Like to pray? Pray on your own. Pray on your own right now. Pray on your own. They are presenting themselves at the journey of your destiny. The journey of your destiny. The enemy presents itself and says, "Why are you going? Where are you going? Do you think you can make it?" We're going to declare every adversary of my life, every adversary that has been presenting, showing up every moment, showing up every season, showing up every time, showing up at any particular period of my life, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Today, you are judged. The Lord is judging you in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Turn with me, 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 28. Very fast. Time has gone, but we're still going to handle two more prayers. 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 28. And Eliab, the eldest brother, heard when he spake unto men. And Eliab's anger was kindled against David. And he said, Why camest thou down hither? And with whom that thou led those few sheep in the wilderness? And I know thy pride and thy naughtiness of thy heart, for thou art come down that thou mightest see the battle. See, as the Lord was designing a way of escape, planning, as the Lord has programmed the way of escape for the people, there was a person who believed that the problem that we are in abarakuni awo that if you want ni wa ninu wahala awa ni sinu wahala loruko Jesu. Eliab, from Eliab point of view, he had been facing threat every day like that. So he OTD, what do you call it now? OTD, Baraku. I'm looking for an English word. You know, he has accustomed to the problem. He believes that is the normal problem. It's a problem that you will be going through. Today, everything that you have, that has no glue to your life, and there is no way of escape. You have accepted it to be your problem. You have accepted it to be your cross. You have accepted it to be a pain. God did not put any pain upon your life. God did not put any problem upon your life. We like to cry unto the Lord. It is an Eliab. Eliab's
spirit, the alien spirit that is working upon you, you can declare by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, every matter that you believe that it cannot go, today it must go in the name of Jesus Christ. It is not a problem. It is not a problem. The light is alien problem, and give it to Eliab again. You will deliver it to the Eliab. It is not my problem. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I release my life from this shackle. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I release my spirit from the imprisonment of this problem. I release my soul from the imprisonment. I set my spirit, my life free. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Eliab was the eldest brother of this man, David. He was the eldest brother, Akobileni. And look at how he was embittered. Time did not permit us to say anything, but we just want to handle something. Eliab, he had ill feelings towards David that could have disarmed him. He could have disarmed David. He could have discouraged David. He could have weakened David from acting according to the prompting of the Lord. Ogun dile niyan. Ogun dile to duro ti. Lati le baba e ni bo ti duro o duro ti. O duro ti. O duro bi pe iwo o fe shine. Iwo fe buwo fe do but it's okay. You Eliab, the devil used Eliab to stand upon, to stand against David. Let him become the way I am. Just come, you stay where we are today. All on front adversaries. By the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you're going to destroy. You're going to bring them to total destruction. Go to decree every home front adversary, all the home front adversary that has been weakening and be making you to be discouraged, all whatsoever, wherever their source is, wherever their oppression is, wherever their root is, wherever their power is, by the name of the Lord Jesus, home front adversary, I take authority. I challenge your root. I challenge your power. I challenge your foundation. I break your own in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You are forces of discouragement. Forces of discouragement. The waster of life. The waster of destiny. Oh, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The waster. Oh, you are wasters of destiny. You wasted the destiny of my forefathers. You wasted the destiny of my father. Today, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you cannot waste my destiny. You cannot waste my future. In the name of the Lord Jesus, you cannot. I refuse. I reject all the world, all the adversary, all front adversary. What are you doing, my life? The Lord destroy you in the name of Jesus. Brakata ya baba. Mekele brobo shikayaba. Zendele bobo. Rema krobo shikayabada. Maria bonde yababa. Jekere kalaba la badia boda. Rekaliaba. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. You like to cry and say to Father, rub your presence with me. Rub your presence with me. Let everything in my life conform to your image.
everywhere the any eating sickness is in my body, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, let the prevail of your presence consume it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Rub your presence with me. Rub your presence with me. Rub your presence with me. Lord, rub your presence with me. Let every form of infirmity, sickness, every disease, every problem, well, everything that has not been handled right now, let the power of your presence consume it. Rub your presence with me. Yes, Lord, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, King of Glory.
In Jesus' name, we have prayed. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Now, don't sit down yet. Don't sit down yet. God has a special thing to do, and they have started doing it in our lives today. I'm just going to say one or two things, and I will invite Reverend Adine to come and pray, because I believe he has not come by accident today. God has directed him that might be a part of this special assignment. Go to verse 16. I just highlight a few things and I'm calling to come and pray on it. Verse 16, other passage. And the Philistine drew near, not afar, drew near, morning and evening, and presented himself 40 days. God has made the day that may my work and advance. The day is made for work and progress, and the night is made for resting in peace. But the enemy decided, why was he coming every morning and evening? When you wake up, what are the things, the problem that wake up with you and does not allow you to have a peaceful day? That does not allow you to focus, that distract your attention from your destiny? What are the issues that when you are supposed to go to bed the night is does not allow you to have a peaceful night? The enemy comes every morning so that their days will not be productive, so that their days will not know progress, so that their day will not know focus. And by the time they are about to, maybe let me go and say, oh boy, still remember, you cannot sleep well. He comes in the morning to tell them, look, I am with you today. This is the problem you must handle, not progress. And it comes in the night, you think you cannot rest? You can't sleep, oh, because this problem is still there. I want to look into your own life. What are the things when you wake up in the morning? So I can't just be. You want to sleep in the night. The moment you remember it, it destroys your mind. You do not have productive day, neither do you have a restful night. Today, the Lord is terminating those things in the mighty name of Jesus. And when you look at verse 28, let's go there quickly. Verse 28. Now, the part I want to look at there, I want to talk about, said, with whom have thou left those few sheep in the wilderness? The enemy is a very bad devil. The devil is a very bad devil. With whom have you left so many sheep? Multitude of sheep, abundance of sheep. With whom have you left those few sheep? In other words, is as far as the enemy of his family was concerned, he was supposed to be left with few things. His own destiny was with littleness. Let him be battling with littleness. Let him be contending with littleness. He should not die, but he should not live in abundance. Glory was awaiting him. Celebration was awaiting him. advancement was away, crown was awaiting David. But the enemy of the father said, no, go and stay with few, with littleness. When a day of salvation was knocking on the door, do you know, I remember we used to sing that song. So look by in Kinikalona, Obaso look by, so David look by Egberu Eniyan, Lona Egberu, Obaso look by Egberu Kan. So he was supposed to be celebrated. The enemy wanted to relegate to lead. What are the issues that are keeping you down? Keeping you with littleness when God has prepared a great destiny for your life. Today, the Lord is going to terminate in the mighty name of Jesus. Now we'll call on Reverend Adina just to come and pray. And handle this. Please, I'm taking more time because it's a special assignment that we need to handle. So I'll call upon him, let him come forward and just pray on that and deal with it for us by the leave of the Holy Spirit.
Thank you, Father. Can we begin to invoke Holy Ghost fire together? Let's mobilize our resources. Stand on your feet if you are sitting. This is a very serious case. Let's begin to say Holy Ghost fire. Begin to. We are greater than Sango. There is a flow from your mouth. Fire is issuing out. Release that fire. Holy Ghost fire. Holy Ghost fire. Holy Ghost fire. On household wickedness. On the Eliabs. Holy Ghost fire. On the Goliaths. Holy Ghost fire. On what wakes up with us every day and sleeps with us every night. Holy Ghost fire. 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 Something is coming from you against the problem. The Lord is opening a lot of things to us today. The Lord is giving us a major direction. This morning, let's mobilize our resources. Holy Ghost fire. Yes, capture them. Oh yeah, capture them. Oh yeah, consume them. Holy Ghost fire. Holy Ghost fire. Yay. Yay. Those issues, those things that are stubborn, that are holding us in captivity. Holy Ghost fire. 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 In Jesus' name, we pray. As God's servants said, if we spend 10 hours here and we don't get it right, we'll waste time. I want you to just agree with us. We are addressing entities. If you know and if you don't know, the best way to stop fire is by fire. Not by water. You create fire to stop raging fire. Let somebody lift up his right hand and scream to the enemy. And scream to the camp of the enemy. Holy Ghost fire! Shikali bakusu to prega digabastoria. Yalika pasidebostoria. Malikeporo sidimokotoriaba. Nikura sidibo, baka sidibo, nana mamaga, irozida bakataya, jura kasidi mogoda. Thank you, Father. Holy Spirit, we thank you. In Jesus' name, we pray. As God's servant said, as you come, the Lord laid three things in my heart. I want you to agree with me as I make pronouncement. Everything that has come to spread itself in your life as tent. Everything that is pitched in your life as tent. In form of sickness, in form of poverty, in form of failure, in form of retardation, in form of retrogression, catch fire in the name of Jesus. Every tent of the Philistines spread. Every tent of the wicked. Every tent of Kedar. Tent of Kedar. That is spread in our individual lives, individual homes, individual career, and in Cedar family. Catch fire in the name of Jesus. Be turned to ashes. Everything that has spread itself and is spreading. You have spread yourself and you are spreading. Sickness, disease, whatever you are, catch fire in the name of Jesus. Number two, we agree together today and we address every threat hanging upon your life. Every threat of the wicked. Every threat of death. Every threat of destruction. Every threat in your dream. Every threat in your places of work. Every threat in your foundation and from your foundation. Let them shut up in the name of Jesus. We cut off the threat. All the issues of the threat. We judge you in the name of Jesus. And finally, we come against every accusation. Eliab said, I know your pride. I know the naughtiness of your mind. You have come to see the war. False accusation. Every accusation coming out from hell against any of us, we turn you back upon the sender in the name of Jesus. Ki wo ki o le mu ota olugbesan ni dakeje nitori olufisun awon ara ati fisinu ide. For the accuser of the brethren has been put in chain. Every accusation, we cut you off in the name of Jesus. You will not be swallowed. 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 Your family will not be swallowed. Your career will not be swallowed. In the name of Jesus. As God's servant takes over back, I want you to open your mouth and begin to pronounce aggressively. I refuse to be swallowed in the name of Jesus. I will not be swallowed. My children will not be swallowed. My career, my resources, my prosperity will not be swallowed. My health will not be swallowed. My destiny, my future, my tomorrow will not be swallowed. Open your mouth and say it as God's servant take over. In the name of Jesus. I will not be swallowed. In the name of Jesus.
In the mighty name of Jesus. And every power, every force that is trying to keep you little, that is struggling to keep you down, that does not want you to be lifted, today, I destroy their power in the mighty name of Jesus. I bring judgment of God upon them in the mighty name of Jesus. Eliab said, with whom have you led those few sheep? Every force, every power, everything that's trying to keep you little, today I judge it in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Father, we bless your name. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Let's put our hands together for the Lord.